Hello, Encyclopedia. I'm the Undead Idiot. And this is a main space narration! John Aglethorpe's Ode to the Monotony of Life is considered to be the world's longest song at exactly 3 minutes shy of a full year. The majority of the song is composed of alterations between A-sharp and B-flat tied together, resulting in what sounds to the untrained ear as one continuous, monotonous tone. Originally composed for the piano, Aglethorpe's Monotony has been adapted for over a dozen different instruments, although it is only known to have been played in entirety once. Aglethorpe, according to legend, came up with the idea of monotony while working about the office one day. His computer was humming along as it always did, and just as any other genius would, he pondered what the computer was humming about. About a minute and a half into his pondering, he realized that his question was very stupid indeed. Then, recalling that the most incredible ideas came from such humble origins, he decided to roll with it to see if this was, in fact, one of those ideas. John Aglethorpe was born around 1982 to delighted parents, and had a very average life without much tragedy. For this reason, no one has bothered to write a biography about him, thinking that it would be too monotonous. Aglethorpe composed Monotony by listening very closely to his computer alone in his cubicle. He jotted down notes and also notes about notes as he stuck his ear flat against the monitor. A mere 5.5 months in, he discovered two things. One, the computer seemed to have a liking for the A-sharp to B-flat range. And two, this task was becoming very boring. Luckily for Aglethorpe, 5 years of listening and composing did little harm to his job. Being a tech support person, nearly all his customers first had to go through an automated system, and if that failed, a few calls to India. He was only interrupted twice during the composition period, once by an old woman who couldn't seem to locate the power button, and once by a teenager that simply had the wrong number for a pizza place. During these periods of interruption, the composer simply sketched a few notes, whole notes on his paper. Exactly 1,000 measures in, the tune that has graced over 100 pages falls silent, replaced by a 4-beat rest. This controversial move has stirred music critics and fans alike, often described as something of a break in the pattern. Some say that the rest is representative of a sudden pause in the monotony of one's life, when one finally realizes that he or she is trapped in a constant repeating pattern, the same march day after day, drummed into one's head, suffocating their life and stifling their creativity, and realizing, too, that the only true escape is death, which is far too icky to take. According to some, monotony takes a dramatic turn after the rest, with more A-sharps than B-flats, supporting this theory. Others see it as more of an optimistic turnaround, where monotony decides that life is futile, and figures that it just has to deal with it. The truth, however, is far different. In Aglethorpe's upcoming book, Why Everything is Pointless, and Why You Shouldn't Really Care About It, he devotes almost a 1/16 of a chapter to the history of monotony. Some consider this to be representative of his fast usage of 1/16 notes, but Aglethorpe says that he just didn't want to dwell on it too much, and that mathematicians seriously need to find something better to do.
One fine day in my workplace, we had a power outage, which was somewhat broke. The monotony of the whole thing. My computer, my source of inspiration, was down. And so I decided, in honor of the brief silence, to pray some rest in my peace. I expected the rest to be somewhat controversial, as it seemed to shatter the illusion of monotony. But I figured I'd bored the audience enough by this time, and I needed something to really surprise them. And so I colored in the little book on the next line, crudely drawn, along with the rest, on a sheet of paper. Finished the page and placed it atop my rapidly growing pile, waiting for the power outage to cease. And then I went on from there. It is somewhat interesting to note that Everything is Pointless does not, in fact, have any periods in it. Some have argued that Aglethorpe was trying to make a point while doing this, and upon hearing this, Aglethorpe has been hospitalized for having too much irony in his bloodstream. Monotony has been adapted to suit instruments such as harmonicas, tubas, bagpipes, and even spoons.
At times, the note range has been adjusted to better suit the instrument in question, yet still keep with the composer's original intent. Despite over 6 copies being sold, the piece has only known 1 true performance. The lucky man who played through a year's worth of notes and 4's worth of paper was later discovered to have died soon after hitting the first note, in A sharp. Yet soon, through some miracle and rigor mortis, managed to bang out the entire piece. Neighbors came to check in on him from time to time without realizing his fatal condition, mistaking it for dedication and determination to be the first to finish monotony. And apparently he was, although monotony purists say he was merely on the fermata in the third measure, and that the song remains impossible to play to this day. It is unknown if the man paused for the rest. Some critics claim the monotony is only one note written very fancily with one break 1,000 measures in. Others say that it is beauty in its simplicity. Still others don't want to get involved with the whole mess and have taken a vacation until the bickering dies down. Aglethorpe claims that monotony is the single longest piece of music written ever, yet the song that never ends theoretically goes to infinity. Furious with this accusation, Aglethorpe took back anything he'd said about mathematicians and their quality of life and asked them about this nonsensical claim. Math says that never ends cannot be longer than monotony, as infinity is not really a value, but merely an idea that cannot be quantified. And before anyone could say QED, Math was promptly shot in the face for making up such bullshit, settling the subject back several years. Mathematicians are now trying to figure out what 2 and 2 is, and have not released any further information on the length of infinity. I'm the Unidiot, and this has been a most unusual
Main Space Narration!